Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, I know you no longer work for Dickies and everything, and I know there's a lot of lawsuits going on. You know, I'm being represented by the Zarco law firm, and I know you're getting sued from the Gibsons and all. And the reason why I'm calling you is because you were always straight up with me, and like when I needed help, like I could go to you for help. And I just think it would be in your best interest to talk to my lawyers. I mean, my lawyers can't specifically reach out to you, but Dickies is not in good shape with their lawyers. We've got the best franchise lawyers in the whole country, so they just want to know where the numbers came from with the bank. Luminant Bank is trying to sue me on I gotta sue them back. Like, this is costing me so much money. So I think it would be in everyone's best interest if you just talk to my lawyers and help us get through all this. I mean, I can give you the information if you want, but I was just trying to reach out to you to see if
and you're Christopher Bruno, right?
Yeah, I'm shocked you don't remember me, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've dealt with a lot of clients, but
I know you have.
Who's your attorney?
Robert Einhorn.
Okay, I don't recall that name at all. Yeah, I don't know what I could tell them that would be any different than what you already know. There's nothing nefarious that that we did. I mean, all I did was projections for your franchise.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on, and there's a lot coming out in discovery, and I know you're getting sued right now, and I know that you haven't been responsive and been cooperative, but I think it's now to stand up and do what's right. I know you know that what Dickies was doing wasn't right. I mean, there's a reason you're not working there anymore, right? If this was working out, you would still be there, but it's finally catching up to them, and a lot of us have lost a lot of our lives because of this. So I mean, I can give you my lawyer's number, and if you want to talk to them, like I'm sure Dickies is representing you and whatnot, but this isn't going in Dickies' favor. I'm not trying to threaten you or scare you or anything. Like, that's not the intention of this phone call. I just think it's in everyone's best interest if you work with our lawyers.
Well, here's the thing, Chris. I'm not going to work with anyone because I've not done anything wrong. So I'm not going to side with anyone in any particular way. So, again, they've also gone off to me and they've broken the veil of corporate policy by going after me personally, which does not work out for anyone's favor. So with that said, I really don't have anything to say with anyone without any court order or anything like that. I'm trying to shoot straight with you as much as I can, but at the same time, I got to protect my interest, and I know what those are. And unless there's a specific action or something that they say is true or not true, I'll address it at that time. But at this time, I don't have anything to say to anyone.
All right. Well, if that's the case, then it's all coming out. So
I don't know what that means. It's all coming out. It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, do you have anything specific?
I'm not going to go into the specifics, but I know the details between, April Dravy and Luminant Bank and Financial Capital Solutions, and, Dickies was making money on the back end of these deals and all. So, I mean,
that is not true at all.
If you want more specifics, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can give you my lawyer's direct number.
When you say making something off the back end, what do you mean by that? Because I'm a little confused.
If you want the specific details, I can give you my lawyer's phone number and you can talk to him. And I know you're in a lot of hot water yourself. So if you don't want to work with me, that's fine. I'll just, you know, report back to my lawyers, that you're not interested, and we'll just keep going. But
did they reach out to you to ask you to call me?
They didn't directly reach out to me. I had a meeting with them this morning and about my case and about the Gibson's case and the other cases. And they told me to, if it's worth a shot, to give you a call. And since I told them that when I worked with you, I thought you were a straight up guy and you always helped me. So they said, give it a shot and give you a call. And so I figured I would. And that's where I'm at.
Well, at this point, Chris, I don't know of any particular accusation or anything that was said that hasn't been addressed. If there were, I'd probably address it. But I don't know what your attorneys would want to ask me or anything like that. They I don't answer vague questions.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm being vague, but I'm not a lawyer. You know, I don't know how to specifically tell you what you want to hear in order to get you to, you know, help us out other than what information you're looking for. My lawyers can handle that better.
Okay. Yeah. And yeah, unless I know what that is, I really can't take it into consideration.
All right. Well, then I'll just go back and say you refuse to work with us, and we'll just keep going on with our case.
I don't know if refusal is the right word, but, you know, but...
It's either you do or you don't. And what you're telling me is you...
Again, I don't feel
the need.
Chris, and, I can't work off assumptions.
Well, okay. I don't know. You have an assumption, but there's clear evidence that I don't have all the evidence. I don't have all the answers, but... we are going through discovery right now, and we are finding the evidence. And, you know, Dickies is trying to, in the contract, we're supposed to, you know, have these cases in arbitration. Yet on the Gibson's case, that's supposed to happen at the end of this month. You know, Dickies sued the arbitration association, tried taking the court to state court. It got thrown out, and now they're trying to take it to federal court, but it's not going to work because arbitration's at the end of the month. And, you know, the Gibsons are probably going to have a favorable outcome in this case. And I know, you know, there's other owners using another lawyer, suing Luminant Bank, and, you know, working, and Luminant Bank's working with Dickies on these lawsuits. So I'm not a lawyer. I don't know how to speak to you legally and professionally in that way, but I know there's specific evidence out there. And, you know, I always had a, you know, higher, like, thought of you that, you know, because when I had my issues, I would always call you and you'd always pick up and would help us out. And so when we were having our meeting today, like I mentioned that, and so my lawyers told me, because they're not allowed to call you, that I could try and give you a call to see if you would be willing to speak with them and talk with them. And if that's all I'm doing, I was just going to give you the other number.
And I understand that, and I appreciate that very much. It's just that I can't answer a question that I don't have a direct, you know, they're not being very direct with me.
That's why I'm telling you.
Okay.
If I'm giving you, I would give you their contact information, so that way you can call them and get the specifics to speak with them about the case. And I know Dickies is representing you and everything like that, but if Dickies isn't going to have a favorable outcome, what makes you think things are going to go okay with you? This is not going to go away.
Well, that's a Dickies issue. It's not a me issue.
Yeah, but you're a part of this whole scheme.
Okay.
You know you are.
I held no liability as far as anything that's transpired. I referred you to a third party that you got financing through.
I'm glad you see it that way. And, you know, if you don't want to speak to my lawyers, then that's that. And it will continue as it always has, and we'll see what the outcome is.
That's fine. Again, I've not seen anything alleged, but that I've done any wrongdoing. It's just speculation, and until something specifically addressed, I can't really answer any questions.
All right. Well, I hope that you have good legal representation then.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much.
All right, Stephen. Again, I wasn't calling you to threaten you or try and scare you or anything like that. I just figured I might man-to-man give you a call and see if you wanted to do the right thing.
Okay. I appreciate the call. Right. Thank you.
Have a nice one. Huh?